Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and happy New Year's Eve. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, because of course it is. Why would you go anywhere else? Come on. Bringing you the final headlines of the year. Today's report includes a look at community updates, a public safety reminder, current road conditions, and the latest from Mammoth Mountain, as the region continues to navigate winter weather and a moment of reflection. Before we get started, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Peak IV Therapy, helping locals and visitors alike feel their best, whether you're recovering from a long ski day or gearing up for a long New Year's night. Let's get you caught up. Our first story today comes from Mammoth Lakes, where the community continues to respond to a recent tragedy. As many locals may already know, Cole Murphy, a Mammoth Mountain ski enthusiast, tragically lost his life in an accident in Mammoth Mountain earlier this week. Friends and loved ones have organized a GoFundMe campaign to raise financial support for those closest to him. Organizers Olya Igorov and Emily Markstein are working to collect donations that will help cover living expenses and allow family and close friends the time they need to grieve and remember Cole. We'll continue to bring updates on this effort and on any community memorials or services as they become available. A public safety announcement today from the Bishop Police Department reminds residents that while electric bicycles and similar devices are becoming more common, the same safety rules still apply when using them on local roadways and sidewalks. If you're going to go jump off a sweet jump or something like that, that's your own business and your own property. But roadways and sidewalks, there is safety. Here we go. Under the guidance shared in the announcement, pedestrians always have the right of way. Riders are expected to yield to people on foot, and certain safety practices are emphasized, including wearing a helmet for riders under 18. Additional rules include limit on maximum speed on bike paths, guidance where e-bikes are allowed on sidewalks, and reminders about responsible parking so that sidewalks, driveways, and neighborhood pathways are not blocked. Officials say the goal is to help everyone using active transportation, whether traditional bikes, e-bikes, or boards, arrive home safely. If you have an e-bike, you are advised to review this information closely. Thanks to the Bishop Police Department for that information. Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life.
And now a road condition update from Inyo County. According to the county's latest report, several roads remain closed due to storm-related impacts and weather conditions. These include Clay Road, Furnace Creek Road, North Highway in Death Valley National Park, Wild Rose Road, and Old Toll Road, all listed as impassable due to damage or flooding. A number of seasonal winter closures are also in effect, including North Lake Road, South Lake Road, Horseshoe Meadows Road, Upper Whitney Portal Road, Onion Valley Road, Cottonwood Road, and Highway 168. Above Aspendale. These are routine and are expected to remain closed until spring. However, Alpine Drive from Highway 168 below Aspendale is now open as of December 30th. Travelers are advised to proceed with caution as icy conditions and patches of freezing snow may remain along shoulders. Officials continue to urge caution and around road crews and in areas affected by recent storms.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Now
Now for your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. Mammoth is currently sitting on 48 inches of snow on the mountain, providing solid coverage as the resort continues with winter operations. However, operations today will be very limited at both Mammoth Mountain and June Mountain. Resort officials say the reduced schedule is in place as many team members are honoring fallen ski patrolman Cole Murphy alongside his family and friends at Mammoth Mountain. Guests should expect lower mountain terrain only. However, more trail options may open throughout the day. Over at June Mountain, operations include chair J1 through J4, J6, and public carpet. Resort officials are asking guests to please have patience and grace during the reduced operations. For those who have already purchased a lift ticket, lesson, or rental for Wednesday and choose not to ski today, Mammoth Mountain says credits or refunds are available. Guests can visit the online cancellation form or call 800-MAMMOTH for assistance. That's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. Please ski and ride safely. And hey, if you're a business out there and you'd like to sponsor Eastern Sierra Now's Ski Report, which gets out to thousands of people, give us a call. Or hey, even better, an email, info@easternsierranow.com. All right, let's talk weather, because once again, Bishop and Mammoth are living very different lives. Starting in Bishop, today brings cloudy skies and mild daytime temps with cool mornings that still remind you, hey, it's winter, even if your afternoon says otherwise. Pretty ideal conditions for just about anything that doesn't involve snow boots. Tomorrow, stay on a similar track. More clouds will roll in, and there's 55% chance of rain during the day. Friday, more of the same. A little more sunshine, mild afternoons, and cool overnight lows. If you're looking for weather drama, you won't find it here. Now, let's head up the hill to Mammoth Lakes, where things are a little more mammoth. Today brings colder temperatures with lots of clouds and a mix of rain and snow. Breezes may pick up at times, just enough to remind you that you're very much in the high country. Tomorrow stays chilly and will continue with clouds, and more snow is expected. So if you've been hopping for more fresh powder on the mountain, you didn't have to wait long. By Friday, Mammoth remains cold with lingering clouds, but more sunshine, making for a perfect bluebird day. Roads could be slick at times, so take it slow. Plan accordingly. And there's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra as we close out the year. Before we go, we want to take a moment to say thank you to our viewers, our community, and everyone who trusts Eastern Sierra Now to be part of their daily routine. As we head into the new year, we're grateful to continue telling the stories that matter to this region that we call home. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay up to date with local news, weather, and community happenings throughout 2026. And once again, thank you to Peak IV Therapy for sponsoring today's report. From all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, we wish you a safe, healthy, and happy new year. We'll see you in 2026.